What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 53 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
Hello, everyone. This is Nate Dogg.
Why are you rocking the NPR voice?
Because practicing for an audition.
Oh, yeah? For what?
For NPR.
Oh, cool. So you can report liberal fake news.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Definitely. Welcome. Oh, fucking Snapchat.
What?
I got a Snapchat from somebody.
Oh.
It was Matt. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. Hope everyone had a fun week. Not that I give a shit.
I'm having a pretty good day. First of all, it was my first Sunday off. I mean, I've had sporadic Sundays off, but this is my first, like, official Sunday off because I don't work at Costco anymore, so I don't have to work on Sundays with all those awful church people after I get out of church. And it's going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be my life. Now I have weekends off. Pretty exciting.
Not working on Sundays is good. I usually just sit. Sundays is like my day where I didn't do anything. Not even thought about anything.
I feel like that's really hard to do.
But it's actually very easy to do.
Not think about anything?
Yeah, I would just like sit in my chair, sit in my bed, and just like relax and not think about anything. I think about life. It was great. But now I've actually been doing shit on Sundays. So I guess I work on Sundays now again.
Yeah, but it's your choice. It's like,
yeah,
you employ yourself on Sundays.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't have to. But
you don't. I mean, it helps with like the whole money thing.
Yeah,
but yeah. So we went to watch the Predators game today. The Predators won round two of the Western Conference of the hockey playoffs. The Predators are the hockey team in Nashville. For those of you who aren't cool and don't know,
yeah.
So they did that. So they're moving on to the final round.
Third round.
What's the final round of the Western Conference?
I think so, yeah.
No,
I'm still confused on how hockey works.
I looked it up.
Okay.
It is.
So the fourth round is the Stanley Cup.
I mean, I wouldn't really call it the fourth round.
Well,
the Stanley Cup is its own thing.
Yeah.
But there's three rounds of conference playoffs and then the Stanley Cup.
Okay, so they're going to the final round.
Yeah.
They're going to the last series before the Stanley Cup that they have to get through.
Yeah.
This is the furthest they've ever gotten.
Did the whatchamafuckets win?
Pretty sure they won. They were winning 5-0 like in the second period, so they will force a game 7 with the Anaheim Ducks. And then whoever wins the next game out of that, two people will face the Predators to go to the Stanley Cup.
7-1.
So we'll see. Hopefully, this is the furthest Predators ever gotten, so everyone in Nashville is pretty excited.
But yeah, they've never made it past round two, so they're going on to round three. So
last year,
historical.
They got close. They lost in the game 7 of round two.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. But yeah, last year was the first year that I like ever really followed hockey at all because I didn't really have a hockey team.
Yeah.
In Houston, but so the Predators won, and the Astros won, and
yeah, the Rockets won.
The Rockets won. So the Rockets are also in the playoffs, playing the Spurs. They're now tied 2-2. So it's going to be a 7-game series. It's pretty exciting. Yeah. So here's how it's been going. Since the Rockets and the Predators entered the playoffs, and of course, you know, baseball season, the Astros playing. So I've got three teams playing right now, right? Either one of them wins when they all play on the same day, which it seems like it usually happens that way. Either one of them wins or all three of them win. There's no middle, only two win. So when the Predators and Astros both won earlier, I had a pretty good feeling that the Rockets were going to win later on tonight. We talked about that earlier, right?
Yeah.
Am I just pulling this out of my ass? And I was right. The Rockets won. So, we'll see what happens on Tuesday. But I guess I'll only have two teams playing.
Because
the Predators won't be playing anybody yet.
No. Not for like another couple months.
I'll have to see how that rule works when I only have two teams. Maybe either zero win or both win. I don't know.
Real quick, we need a drink for the following... Ninja Pizza Radio, Nick and Vince's podcast. I remember them.
Yeah.
MMA on the Rocks.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That's it.
Yeah.
Two drinks for Nick and Vince, though, because they like two tweets.
Yeah, and
so
two...
Four.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Four total. Nick and
Man. Nick and Man, bitches. Alright. So, we're going to Texas this week.
Yeah.
Taking a
road trip. When this episode airs... We'll be in Texas already.
Yeah.
Right in the ball pit of Texas.
Actually, but we're going to go hang out for a little bit and, I guess, visit people.
Yeah. We're both from Texas, if you didn't know that.
It'll be my one visit per year will be this week.
Probably mine, too. Unless I go for Christmas.
Were you not?
I mean, I don't know. That's a long time from now. I don't know what's going to be going on in my life at that time. So.
Really?
Yeah?
You usually have these things planned out.
No, I don't. I mean, I have things planned out sometimes like a month in advance, or in the instance of my birthday, several years in advance, but just this birthday, because it's Vegas. But most of the time, I don't plan that far in advance.
I'll be in school.
Not in Christmas.
Yeah, but I'll use that excuse not to go.
So I mean, I didn't think that you would, so that's why I convinced you, or forced you, whatever, to go this time.
It'll be fun. It'd be a lot more fun if I had, like, actually money, but oh well.
You have the corporate card.
I'll give you a little bit on Wednesday from groceries. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so we're going to have a good time. Going to go see my nephew. He's super adorable. And my pledge brother Owen is graduating, so this worked out pretty well, the timing for this. So I get to go see him graduate, so that's pretty cool. And
yeah, I guess I'll be there too. Or I might just meet y'all after.
As long as somebody drives me.
I can drop you off.
Whatever. Come back and get me.
I mean, there'll be other people there, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to like go out with us.
Oh.
I mean, afterwards.
I don't know if I can sit through another graduation. Sorry, Owen.
Oh, yeah, you only have to sit there for like an hour. He's an H.
We'll see.
It's like halfway through the alphabet.
I didn't want to go to mine. And I'm at the end.
Yeah, you were at the end. Yours was long as fuck.
Luckily, I was pretty drunk, so...
Yeah. Oh, God.
That helped a little bit.
That day slash night was good times.
Yeah.
Real quick, we need a drink for John Kittengella.
John Wall Kittengella. John Wall Kittengella. Yeah.
It's basically how I read that.
Oh, we need like cool noise effects, like... Crazy Ira and the douche from Parks and Rec.
That's a lot of work. I'm not doing that shit. Naked man.
Naked man. No, we'll have a sound guy in the corner, like, do, like, noises.
Yeah, we gotta hire a sound guy.
Yeah, Mike will do it for free.
Just volunteer.
And then another cool thing. What did you say, like, didn't Jamie Kennedy do something? Like,
we say that for Twitter shouts.
Is that true shouts?
I mean, I thought it was on Twitter, so I assumed we would. But we can talk about it now if you want.
I mean, I wasn't gonna do it at Twitter shout because he didn't, like, tweet us anything. But.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so Jamie Kennedy, like the comedian Jamie Kennedy, I feel like he's not really a thing anymore.
He's really not.
But he had that show, the Jamie Kennedy Experiment,
yeah.
Which is like a hidden camera prank kind of show.
And he was in Scream 1 and 2.
Yeah. He was a thing for a while. He had a...
Malibu's that, Most that, Wanted.
And Kicking It Old School.
Kicking It Old School, yeah. Yeah.
So in like the early 2000s, I think, was like his peak of popularity. But he added us to a list... on Twitter, top comedians. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wonder if he was just like scrolling through things and adding it, or maybe listen to an episode. And
I don't know. I mean, I don't assume that any celebrities have ever listened to us, but you never know.
Yeah, Dennis Leary said he would.
Yeah, I mean, he might have. I don't know. He probably hated it, and that's why we never heard anything about it.
But. Maybe, yeah. So yeah, now we're in top comedians. Whatever that means.
Jamie Kennedy's list of top comedians.
Thank you, so Jamie Kennedy.
That's pretty cool.
For that.
Let's drink for Jamie Kennedy. Okay. Naked man.
Yeah, sure. Naked man, crazy man. So our dumbass of the week is quite interesting, actually. He's entitled She's Taken Guy. So our buddy, I don't even know if he listens to this podcast, probably not.
I doubt it.
But I will tell him to listen to this episode.
He's part
of
it. Shout out.
Yeah. Our buddy, our old fraternity brother, Jet Walker.
Yum.
He's a band director, and he has a fiance who's a woman, and she's also a band director, I think. Anyways, they're engaged. Yeah, a bunch of nerds.
He's engaged to his fiance? That's cool.
Is that what that means? Yeah. Anyway, she is a very attractive person. He did a good job, and I guess he put something on Facebook, like a screenshot hit the phone, and some guy, I guess, was like texting her and was like, "You're the best. By the way, like, you in a bikini, a bunch of faces with like hearts as their eyes." Like,
what are those things called?
I don't know. Emojis?
The heart eyes emojis?
It's like, whoa, damn, girl, you look good. Like in cartoons where they used to be like, "Wah," and their eyes would
pop out.
Oh,
yeah, the eyes bug out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, he texted her like, basically, like, "You look really awesome in a bikini." And, and then Jet texted from her phone a picture back to this guy of his, it is his face like, what the fuck face? Like, he has a what the fuck face, and it's like, what does it say? What WTF, bro? As much as I agree that my fiance looks great in a bikini, I'm going to need you to back the fuck off right now. It has a picture of him, like, with his arms, like Ricky Bobby, like, with his what the fuck face. And it was pretty, I thought I found that pretty funny. So that's the that guy's the dumbest of the week. Don't text other dudes, girls.
Stuff I'm not like, gonna lie.
Stuff like that.
Dot dot dot. You're seriously perfect, Hannah. Hard eyes, ha ha. And then the next one, also dot dot dot. You in a bikini? Hard eyes, ha ha.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't do that to someone who's engaged, I guess.
Probably not. Especially when, like, their fiancé could, you know, be see their phone and be like, who is this fucker?
Yeah. So that's... So good for Jet for, I guess, that's pretty cool response.
I like what Victor said. He was like, you should have put his number on there so we could all text him.
Yeah. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
So she's not taking guy. You're the dumbass of the week. Congratulations.
Yeah. You win a prize.
Of dumbass of the week.
Yeah. You get a shout out on the podcast.
Do we do that?
I don't know. We could.
To the dumbasses? Yeah, sure, why not? Just drink more. Thank you, man, dumbass. Twitter shouts this week. Twitter shouts. Twitter shouts? If you go to the mayor and say Twitter shouts three times in the mirror, the bathroom.
The mirror?
Nothing happens. I don't pop up behind you or anything like that magically.
Thank God.
Not like Candyman or something like that. Or
Bloody Mary.
Or Candyman.
Well, that's what I was... You said Candyman or, and then I said Bloody Mary.
Is that another one?
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. In the mirror three times.
Oh, good thing there's not one around here. She would have came and cut her heads off.
Unless the door... I don't know.
Yeah. Twitter shots this week. We got Jimmy Evans, of course.
Always.
And then Katie Bowes. She's tweeting us the hidden word.
Yep.
So thank you to both y'all for continuing to listen. One? That was the only one.
I thought we had that the one other guy.
Who?
Yeah, Michael Close.
We did that last time.
No, we didn't.
He tweeted us the day we were recording last time with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember at point we drank to him.
Really?
Yeah.
6 days ago?
Yeah.
Well, we recorded 7 days ago.
But we were... This happened...
It didn't happen. May 1st would have been Monday at 9:31 p.m. So it did not happen when we were recording.
I remember it, like, happening a long time ago.
Well, it happened on May 1st.
Oh. Well, you can drink for him, I guess.
I mean, okay.
Michael Close.
Because May 1st, we recorded on April 30th, and then this tweeted on
May 1st.
Maybe
we just talked about it on May 1st.
I don't think we... I've never talked about this with anyone.
Because I read this... I remember reading
Well, yeah, you probably read it whenever it happened on May 1st.
We talked about this.
No, we didn't.
I talked about it with somebody.
Well, it wasn't me. I don't know who you talked about it with.
Probably Mike, I guess. I don't know. Naked Man, I guess. Michael.
Well, all of everybody.
Yeah.
Naked Man.
Or maybe I just responded. I did reply to it.
You did? Yeah, because that was you. That wasn't me.
Maybe that's why. Because I read it and I replied to it.
Because that happened. That definitely happened after we recorded the last one.
So to get on Twitter shout out, just tweet us stuff like they did, or tweet us a hidden word, and we'll get you on there. If you're not, then, you know, whatever. Go blow yourself.
Or be a famous person and add us to a list.
Yeah. Better yet, be a famous person and contact us and come be on the podcast.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy, if you're listening, we want you.
Yeah, as well as other people.
But
anyways, we're going to talk about some awesome stuff today.
Yeah.
Healthcare.
Do we really need it? No. I think no.
Healthcare is for white people or rich people, usually which is white people. But
well, no, I'm pretty sure Obama has healthcare.
Yeah, but we pay for that. So
true. I pay for Obama's healthcare.
Yeah, I bet you Obamacare. Obama's not on Obamacare.
He's
got like the good shit.
He's too good for Obamacare.
Yeah. So everyone's freaking out about this whole new Trump care thing,
which has not passed. By the way, it's not. It passed the House.
It passed the House, but not the Senate.
It probably won't pass the Senate. But
yeah. So everyone's like, all this bullshit, like kicking people off healthcare for pre-existing conditions, which already in the bill that did pass the House already states in the bill that pre-existing conditions are going to stay. You'll be fine. You're not going to get kicked off your insurance or anything like that. It's just going to change some things as far as like price and premiums go. It's probably going to go lower.
From what I understand, and I mean, the bill's like not even available to read.
Yeah.
Pre-existing conditions, Agitated Adam got a drink for them.
Agitated Adam.
Yeah. Naked Man.
Naked Man.
So pre-existing conditions, there are, I guess, some that will not be covered, but we don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Apparently, rape is a pre-existing condition, according to people on social media, which I don't know if anybody's aware, rape is not a condition. Therefore, rape cannot be considered a pre-existing condition, just to throw that out there.
I guess it is under Obamacare.
Rape is not any kind of condition. Rape is something that happens to you. It's not a condition.
Well, I mean, but I guess it is now.
What are you talking? No.
If it's covered currently.
Okay. Rape is not something that can be covered by insurance. Rape
is... But it is right now, isn't it?
No, 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 no. If you sustain injuries from the rape, then those can be covered. You can be covered to get those taken care of. Rape is not... Rape is something that happens to you. It's not a condition that has to be treated. It's not like herpes or AIDS or the flu. You don't take medicine for rape.
But if you get herpes from getting raped, you're covered.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to throw out there all these people saying rape is going to be considered a pre-existing condition that won't be covered, or you won't... It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
People are just, like, react... People... Oh, I can't even fall out.
First of all, if you get raped, that's your fault. I mean, what?
Shouldn't have been such a whore.
Actually, no, it's not. That's a terrible thing to happen to somebody. But, yeah, it's not a condition.
Yeah, there's all these, like, sensationalized...
It's a terrible thing that happens.
Headlines and people just, like, clickbait. Rape is not a condition. It cannot be a pre-existing... It's not something that... You don't get treated for rape.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that.
And also, Obamacare is shit anyways. So, I don't know if Trump care can get any worse, but we'll see what happens if it actually passes.
I mean, honestly, worst case scenario, I feel like it just goes back to whatever we had before Obamacare.
Yeah.
Which, apparently, we dealt with fine for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, all the fucking liberal idiots are like, oh, look, 24 million people getting kicked off their insurance. I'm like, I don't think anyone's going to get kicked off their insurance because of this, but I do know at least a couple people I don't know 24 million, but I do know a lot of people who are probably, there is probably at least 24 million who did get kicked off their insurance because of Obamacare. So.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that did.
Yeah.
And,
I know it screwed over a lot of people in my family, so.
And, I mean, really the only thing Obamacare did was make it government mandated that you have health insurance.
And then, makes you pay when you can't afford it.
Yeah. So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I like the thing that was like, I can't afford health insurance, now I have to pay a fine to the government for not having health insurance because I can't afford health insurance.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
Because the fine, you gotta be able to pay for other people's health insurance.
Yeah, like, it's fucking stupid.
So, Obamacare is stupid anyways. And if you like it, then, I mean, good for you, I guess, but I don't care. I hate it. So.
Well, you don't have it.
I know. I don't have it.
Because you can't afford it.
I can't afford it. The Affordable Health Care Act, my ball sack.
The unaffordable Affordable Health Care Act.
Oh, you can't afford this? Well, too bad.
Now you can't afford this one.
Now, we're gonna make you pay. Now you can't afford to take care of yourself, and you're going to have to pay us more money.
We're going
to
get your fucking money one way or the other.
Yeah. So, if you're liberal and you listen to this, whatever. I'm not on your side on any of that nonsense.
Also, going back to the pre-existing conditions thing, if you already have health insurance, they can't kick you off of your insurance for having a pre-existing condition. Because the only time a pre-existing condition would come into play is if you're
trying to get insurance.
You're trying to get insurance and you've got, like, for example,
like you've had cancer.
I have a friend. I'm not going to say his name, but we both know him.
John.
Yeah.
Let's call him John.
John. He was officially diagnosed with depression. So once he turned 26 and was no longer able to be on his parents' health insurance, he was having a lot of trouble getting insurance because he was diagnosed with depression, which was considered a pre-existing condition that prevented most insurance companies from covering him. But once Obamacare passed, he was able to get insurance because I don't really know exactly how it worked. I think there are some companies that were still able to deny people, right? Or no, you weren't able to. No, you were not able to. So the insurance companies were essentially forced to cover him. I mean, which is good for him, I guess, because he couldn't have insurance before, and now he could. It just is a lot more expensive for the insurance companies to have to cover, because not necessarily more expensive, but potentially a lot more expensive. But I mean, so in that case, like, that part, it was good. I do think they should keep the pre-existing conditions thing in there, but I don't see how that will affect anyone who already has insurance.
I don't know. Maybe one day again, I'll have health insurance, but not anytime soon.
Yeah.
Maybe if Trump care passes, I can afford it.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be less expensive, though.
Probably. I mean, it might be.
I don't think it is, though.
I don't. I mean, I can hope.
You can hope. There's always hope.
I don't even like really care to have insurance if I don't. If you don't want it, then you shouldn't have to have it. And then if you fucking break your arm or something, then oh well, should have had it. But I just wanted to be able to go to the doctor and get some pills to like. Actually, I know I can't do pills. Something, some kind of medicine to like help me like not be in pain 24/7, 365 days a year.
He has a lot of things wrong with him.
Yeah. So everyone, when everyone asks, you know, whatever, I'm an asshole for a reason because. When you're in pain every moment of your life and you just have to ignore the pain but it still hurts, you get agitated with things easily. And you can't take any medicine because you don't have insurance, nor can you take it because of previous addictions. So,
God.
The Minds of Madness. Minds of Madness. Naked Man. I like that, The Minds of Madness.
Yeah, it should be on that show.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with healthcare.
Let's not freak out
until something to freak out about.
Until there's something to freak out about. And we really don't know exactly what is in the bill, what it will and will not cover, all that bullshit. It's just a bunch of scare tactics that the liberal fake news media is trying to just get people all riled up.
Yeah.
So, just, like, chill. Don't get your panties in a knot until there's actually something to be, you know, worked up over.
So there's something to tie your nannies in a knot. Nannies? Panties.
I mean, I guess you could tie your nannies in a knot if you want to.
Yeah.
That's a little 50 Shades of Grey-ish, though.
A little bit, yeah. Racism!
Yeah!
Is funny.
I love racism.
But not cool.
But not... Are you sure it's not cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Racism is funny, but not cool. We were having a discussion. First of all, racism, like I said, can't be funny because racist jokes are... with the right amount of people and you're comfortable with friends, different, it's fun to like just bash on each other about different race. We used to do it in the army all the time. Make fun of Jews if they were Jewish. Make fun of the black people. Make fun of the Mexicans. I got the whole Hispanic beaner and things like that jokes all the time. But it's okay because you're with your buddies and it's all in good fun. Now, when someone's actually racist, that's the difference. That's not cool. I've never really come across a real racist person. See, I mean, one person does it, like, maliciously. Like, they actually believe that whatever, they're another different race is beneath them for some reason.
Well, I mean, what if someone's making racist jokes, and it's just like, ha ha ha, all in good fun? How do you know that they're not, like, actually racist and just hiding the racism behind jokes?
I guess you don't know. You never know what's going on in someone's mind, really. The whole racism thing was because there's a difference between... So, saying...
Well, I was reading something earlier that was talking about... Well, to preface that, I see a lot of... I read a lot of, like, blogs and, like, comments on things, whatever. And I see a lot of people using the term people of color or especially woman of color. I don't know why it's... I never see man of color. I see woman of color. Or POC, which is a acronym for people of color or person of color.
POX.
Yeah, POC. Like a pox mark on your face.
That sounds like a racial slur. POX.
Like a pox on your family. That's like a curse, right?
Yeah.
Definitely be racist.
Adam Zeroni.
But then I was reading something else earlier today or yesterday or something that was like, why is using the term people of color or person of color any different than saying colored people? Like they used to say, like my mom used to say a lot. She'd talk about like the, she'd refer to this little kid as like a colored boy or like, I guess like
your mom might be slightly racist.
She's not racist. I don't think most people, like our parents, grandparents, they're not actually racist.
Our grandparents are definitely racist.
I wouldn't say racist.
My grandfather hated Japs.
Well, that's an offensive slur right there. I'm going to have to drink for that. Naked Man.
Granted, he was in World War II, but...
But I feel like it's different for their generation, their period of time that they came from, because it's not, like, they don't have malicious intent. It's just the way that they were raised, they don't see those terms or that attitude as anything out of the ordinary. And, I mean, they don't mean to, like... I don't think they necessarily think that, like, anybody else is beneath them or anything like that. Or they would have slaves or anything. That's just, they use these terms that they grew up using. They see things a certain way that was okay back then. That's not necessarily considered okay today.
I mean, was it okay back then, though?
It was considered, it was the norm.
Because white people ruled.
I mean, because white people are the best.
I mean, not really. They're a bunch of whiny, bitchy people.
That's Americans, not white people.
It's white people.
I didn't know Americans were white.
They are.
I know that there's white people in America.
White people in America, white people in South Africa, white people in Asia, they're all white.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know then.
I mean, white privilege is a thing for a reason.
White privilege. White privilege was a term made up by snowflakes.
It really was. So I think colored people is just, it's because that's what, like, slave owners and actual racist people back in the day used to, like, refer to people as.
I thought they just called them the N-word.
Yeah, I know. the N-word, but they also call them, like, colored people or boy. That's considered, like, a offensive term to call someone.
Oh, yeah, I saw that video of the city council.
Yeah, if any, it's not even for, like, black people, but just, like, a white person saying boy to any type of other culture is just, like, a kind of, like, a
what if he says it to an actual boy? I think that's kind of stupid, too. Just, it doesn't have to be racial. I mean, what if a white man says it to another white?
I guess it could. I guess it's just because it's disrespectful.
It could be called disrespectful, but it would be disrespectful no matter who you said it to. It's not necessarily racial. Or
but
racist.
The term "color people" that was like a disrespectful and like way of showing of racism back in like that time. So people of color is like I guess was made up to. Say, like, oh, yeah, you know, this person of color, people of color.
But it means the same thing.
Woman of color, whatever. There's things that can mean the same thing but have different connotation or different meanings. So that's how the English language works. It's a fucking stupid language. And it's
but also, this might be...
This is why in the future everyone's going to speak Chinese or something.
This might be very, like, white privilege of me, whatever.
Probably.
But why can't they just be people?
Yeah, it is very white privilege. It's so white privilege, it's not even crazy.
I mean,
it's funny. Why can't they just be people?
I mean, I feel like so many times people make something about race when it is completely irrelevant. Just like the fucking United Airlines thing. Some people were like, oh, they only did that because he was Asian. If that was a white man, they never would have done that. Which is completely irrelevant. Like, it's possible, I guess. But you have to be looking for a racial issue in this situation to see it that way, I think. I mean, some people are just like, for example, when we were watching Shameless, I read a lot of like people's opinions on like the show and whatever, and I seen a handful of people who are talking about how Shameless is racist because they're constantly throwing any black character, they throw them under the bus, they ruin their character, make them unlikable because they're black. And I'm just like, but all the characters are unlikable.
Yeah.
They're all thrown under the bus. Like the only, I mean, yes, that's true that the black characters
what characters are on there.
I don't know, just like,
I don't remember any black characters that were, like, big parts of the show.
Carl's boyfriend, the firefighter, and then, what's his face? Carl's girlfriend.
Carl doesn't have a firefighter boyfriend. Oh, you mean Ian.
Ian, yeah.
He was, like, not likable. He was cool.
Yeah, but I forget, how did they break up? I don't know, there was some issue with how they broke up.
It's because Ian was, like, crazy and was running off with the other dude, I guess, or something, I don't know. But Carl's, like, girlfriend is black, and the dad is... He's, like... I like him a lot, because he's a cop, and he's funny.
But the girl... Yeah, the girl...
The girl sucks.
She's a bitch, though.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you're talking about how these the black characters are always, like, treated poorly and made out to be the bad guys and whatever.
Oh, whatever. Ian's boyfriend was black, and he was, like, a firefighter and an artist.
I'm just saying... As well, like, none of the characters are, like, treated as good people. They all fucking suck as people.
That's the point of the show.
So, for you to be like, oh, the black characters are exceptionally bad, or exceptionally, you know, whatever, you're just looking for an issue to make. You just want something to be racist under every, like, rock that you look under. They're, like, some people just are looking for things to be racist, and they'll find it wherever. You can find something racist no matter what you're looking for.
Yeah. Why is Ice Cube's white? That's fucked up. They should be black, or at least brown.
Well, even...
Ice is racist.
Ice is clear, though.
It's clear white.
It's not white.
It's not black or brown. It's racist.
It's not white either, though.
That looks a little white.
I guess.
Maybe because it's in...
I mean, I don't know. In a world where peanut butter and jelly sandwiches can be racist...
yeah.
Fucking anything. I don't know. Anything goes. Anything's racist.
Oh, people just need to calm the hell down and chill. I don't see what the point is. Just drink some beer, whiskey, and, like, have fun. The world's gonna blow up anyways. Like, who gives a crap?
Like, don't take everything so seriously.
Yeah.
I feel like it's what it all boils down to. I feel like we talked about that before, but, like, You don't have to find an issue, a problem, the man trying to keep somebody down and everything. Just fucking, like, enjoy life.
This is why the government's winning.
They're tearing us apart. The government slash the media, they all have their own certain interests. They all want to pit us against each other because it makes them more powerful.
It's because they're afraid. Because then there'll be another revolutionary war. I'm going to have to kill the government again and start over. We won the last one. We know we'll win again. The South will come up and kick everyone's ass again.
The South will rise up.
We have better weapons now, and we have a lot more ammunition this time.
I don't know. I feel like the government's got some shit in their back pocket they could use.
I mean, well, they're not going to nuke their own country.
They might. If they think they could do better starting over again with new people, they might.
Be like, what, 1 million years before they can inhabit life here again if they nuke the United States?
1 million years?
Yeah, it takes a long time for nuclear radiation. Chernobyl's still, people still can't live there. That happened that way.
I know, I didn't watch that movie.
It was a movie, it was just like a real thing.
There was a movie, though.
About Chernobyl?
The Chernobyl Diaries.
Oh, I didn't watch, I didn't know
it was like a movie. It was like a found footage movie, apparently.
But people still can't live there for like another 30,000 years or something like that.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I don't know. I want to look it up right now. When is Chernobyl? How do you spell that?
C-H-E-R-N-O-B-Y-L. Chernobyl.
When is the top thing? When is Chernobyl habitable again? Furthermore, the half-lives of the isotopes may determine
20,000 years.
20,000 years.
From 2013. So now it's 19,997 years.
Yeah. So it's a long time.
1996. Oh, that was bad math.
That's crazy.
Sorry, Katie. Whew. But a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost as long as Jesus has been alive. Jesus.
Jesus. I could have sworn I've seen something somewhere. It was like, was Jesus racist? The answer is no.
But Jesus was Middle Eastern, for one.
And Jewish.
And Jewish.
Which is a big no-no in the Middle Eastern community now.
Is it? I guess they're mostly Muslim now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Except for, like, they're just blowing themselves up, Israel.
I think even Israel still has a lot of Islam.
Yeah. That's why there was a war.
I don't know. Anyway, moral
Jesus
of the story.
Jesus is white.
Jesus looked like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
So, let's just keep that in mind.
He's like Cal Penn with long hair, is what I think Jesus looked like as a teenager.
I mean, I guess he could have.
Think of Cal Penn with like long hair and a little beard.
Did he have a beard, though? I guess he would have, because they didn't shave.
I mean, he was Middle Eastern, and they didn't have razor blades, really. Hmm. Yeah, they didn't really shave back then, I'm assuming.
I mean, they probably didn't.
That wasn't like a thing, so that's why he's always, whatever, I'm pretty sure he had a beard. I mean, we'll ask him one day.
Yeah, maybe he'll have a beard when we meet him.
He'll be like, yo, JC, what's up, you have a beard, nigga, damn.
That's racist.
It is.
But I'm not going to edit it out because it was funny.
It probably should, but oh well.
We'll see. We'll see. Sometimes I want to edit things out, but then it's like...
It just flows properly.
If I edit it out, it's going to like make it sound super weird. And, yeah. I'm just like, fuck it, I'll just leave it in and let the chips fall where they may.
Either way, that was what we wanted to talk about because it's fun discussion. Talk about kind of in a satirical manner, but also it is very serious stuff that should be talked about. You know, we just like to do it in a satirical manner because we like to put it out there and we invite people to discuss things with us.
You know what we?
Oh, but no one ever does. Maybe if you're scared.
You know what we should do on our Facebook page that we never post on that we need to?
Yeah.
We need to. We should start discussions.
Oh, we should. We do that.
Those things.
Keep in mind, though, these are discussions, not like people belligerently bitching. You'll just get deleted at that point.
I mean, you can. I don't care.
Yeah.
Post whatever you want.
I like discussions.
I'll just enjoy laughing at you, for the most part.
Yeah. We'll just simply ignore it and move on to, like, the real discussion at hand.
Completely random. Are we done with racism?
Yeah, I think we're done with racism. Racism is funny, but not cool.
For some reason, I'm really stuck on this. So, it was announced, like, a couple weeks ago that McDonald's in June is going to get rid of the high C orange drink from their soda fountain. And I don't know anyone who drinks high C orange,
which I didn't even know they had.
I mean, it's always been there it's next to the blue Powerade.
I didn't know that was like a thing there,
but so apparently they're going to get rid of the high C orange soda and add in new soda. Again, I don't know anyone who drinks the high C orange soda. But all of a sudden, now that they're getting rid of it, there's like this huge outcry of people being like, why are you getting rid of the high C orange soda? How can you do this? I love the high C orange soda. Why do you hate me, McDonald's? It's like all these people complaining. I'm like,
Who cares?
What?
Find a new soda.
Do you really love Hi-C orange soda? That, like, there's nothing else at McDonald's that you can drink? I mean, the food you're eating is shit anyway. Like, what? Why are you so pissy about your fucking soda choice?
Just drink Coke like a normal person.
And Sprite and sweet tea and Powerade and, like, Mr. Pibb or Dr. Pepper.
I think they have Dr. Pepper.
Is Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, they ain't that broke.
Or, oh no, I think Taco Bell has Mr. Pibb because that's a Pepsi product, I think, technically.
They have Dr. Pepper, I think.
At Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, who has Mr. Pibb?
The movie theater.
One of them has Mr. Pibb. McDonald's or Taco Bell has Mr. Pibb.
I don't know. We'll go there sometime and see. I'm pretty sure they both have Dr. Pepper.
I don't know.
Like a common, anyway. That's like a common soda at like a fast food chain.
You've got a lot of choices.
Yeah.
If you're that hung up on Hi-C orange soda, get a fucking life.
Yeah.
There's more important things to be worried about.
You definitely
need some...
Like
your pre-existing conditions not being covered you need by to worry,
childcare. Yeah, you need to worry about your racism and your pre-existing conditions rather than Hi-C orange. You had a new sandwich at McDonald's, didn't you?
I did.
Speaking of shit food.
There's three new sandwiches. I had the Pico Avocado Grilled Chicken Sandwich, and I'm not going to lie, I found myself enjoying it. I mean, it's hard to like mess up grilled chicken, for one.
Yeah.
I
mean, I guess you could undercook it or overcook it.
Yeah, but I mean, it was fine. And then you've got the... You have... It's guacamole and pico and some other kind of sauce, I don't know, on top of a piece of grilled chicken in a sandwich. It's hard to mess that up. I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. There's two other ones. I don't remember what they're called. I probably won't have them. I only got this one because, one, I love pico and grilled chicken and guacamole. And two, they were running a special, which will be over by the time you hear this. If you order any of those sandwiches, you get a free medium fry and drink. So I got all that bitch for like $4. Which was much cheaper than going to Five Guys and paying $15.64 for a burger and a small order of fries, which even the small order of fries is still massive, and a drink, a small drink. But anyway,
I
digress.
Yeah, I mean, I do not like McDonald's really, but occasionally I like to divulge myself in like a Big Mac. I don't know why. It's just like certain times I crave like a Big Mac fries and a Coke. I don't know. I guess it's just like the fat American in me or something like that. I don't even enjoy it when I eat it, but I still have to have it or else I'm just going to get angry and go kill a homeless person. But luckily, it's very rare that that happens.
Yeah, usually if we're eating McDonald's, we just eat breakfast.
Yeah, it's just breakfast now, which, I mean, I've always liked McDonald's breakfast. I mean, I like my breakfast that I cook better, but...
Or you haven't made breakfast in a while.
I haven't. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah. But there's always Cracker Barrel.
There's Cracker Barrel or IHOP or Waffle House. Or even that burrito you introduced me today at freaking Taco Bell is pretty good.
That's what I've been doing every week after we get out of church before I had to go to work. I go to Taco Bell and get a Grande Scrambler. So Grande Scrambler at Taco Bell is actually pretty legit.
For a fast food thing, it's not bad.
I find myself very much enjoying it. It's a pretty good-sized burrito. It's got egg, potato, and pico is really all that's in
pico,
it, right?
And you can get bacon, sausage,
or steak.
Or steak, yeah.
But it's pretty good.
It's not bad.
No lie.
So those... We're all over the map today. That was that going.
Yeah, sorry. I brought up the McDonald's Hi-C orange soda.
No, that was a good one. We need to talk about that. Anything else random we need to talk about? No. Through our phones, memes, anything that came up in our past.
Oh, you want me to read off memes?
No, we don't need to do that.
Okay.
that'll take up a whole lot. It's a whole episode in itself.
True.
Well, maybe that could be a new segment.
Memes?
Like every other week or so, we do like a meme reading.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
It can't be like the ones that you have to look at. It has to be just that you read.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we need to fucking do on Facebook. Just post all these fucking memes that we always show to each other. Post them on the
Facebook
page.
Post them on our page, yeah.
Also, Masters of the Universe. We got... drink for them.
Masters of the Universe, Naked Man. So, to close out this week's episode before our road trip, we went...
I heard fart, and I laughed internally.
We went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 opening night.
Oh, yeah, we actually did go on opening night.
Yeah, we went to like the last showing, which was like at 10-something.
But we didn't get candy.
No, we didn't. I mean, we had eaten dinner, and...
Yeah, I wasn't hungry.
I was pretty, like...
I didn't need candy.
Like, we didn't even hit the Coke that hard that day, but...
No, we did. We finished it.
It wasn't finished. We don't think we ever finished it. But Anyways, the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, we went and saw it. It was dope as F. Dope AF.
AF.
Dope AF.
As F is just...
But apparently other people didn't like it. I don't know.
No, I think most people did like it, but there are some naysayers out there. Which I guess I that's...
Burn in hell.
I mean, I don't wish that on most people, except Michael Moore.
And Jews.
That's not supposed to be advertised, though. Anyway.
I thought it was awesome.
No, it was really good. I will say, I think I enjoyed the first one better.
I was going to say, it was awesome. The movie was made my dick hard. It was awesome.
I did notice that. It was just nothing. It just looked like you had a tent in your pants. I'm sorry.
Gay.
Anyway. I'm going to drink out of that one.
Gay!
You finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay. I was thinking about it. I think the reason that I very much enjoyed this one. However, I think the reason that I feel like I didn't like it as much as the first one was because the first one, I knew literally nothing about the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm not like a comic book person. I never read comic books growing up. Really, my only exposure to superhero stuff is through like TV shows or movies, pretty much. So I knew nothing about them, and so it was all very new to me. And so all of these characters, like this world, whatever, it was all new. And I was experiencing it the first time, and I was like, holy shit, this is really fucking awesome. So then watching the second one, they're all still great characters, and it's a great universe, whatever, it's very entertaining, but it didn't have, like, that fresh feeling that the first one had for me. Because, like, I already had experienced it once. This one was essentially just more of the same, so it wasn't, like, it didn't feel like I was experiencing anything new and exciting. It was just experiencing a continuation of something that I like. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I didn't really have much exposure to the Guardians of the Galaxy as a kid. I mean, I came across them in comic books and stuff, but I just never got into them as much as, like, the normal superheroes, I guess.
Did you read comic books?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. Genuine question. I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read comic books. I mean, I grew up reading comic books and loving superheroes and stuff like that. Both DC and Marvel. But I've always liked Marvel more. But
you like Marvel more as a whole. You like some of the Marvel characters.
I mean, overall, I prefer Marvel superheroes to DC.
Well, this is a conversation for another time.
But I mean, I had some exposure to Guardians of the Galaxy, but I really didn't like get deep into it as a kid. And so when the movie came out, I knew who they were, but I didn't really know the characters or what at all.
Are those? Do you know like how old are those characters?
I mean,
I feel like they're not that old.
They're not as old as like the standard superheroes that you would think of.
From like the 40s?
Yeah. but I mean, I would still say like probably like 70s, maybe.
Okay, so they've been around for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, maybe even later than that.
That's what I was just curious, because they're still coming out with like new comic book characters, so I didn't know if those were like more recent.
Either way, I mean, the movie's still very new. We're not going to do too much on it because we don't want to give any spoilers, but it's still a very good movie.
Oh, yeah, and, definitely. Especially, I mean, if you like the first one, you'll love this one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically, just if you like any Marvel movie, I mean, it's a great movie. It's there's a lot of action. It's funny. It makes you laugh. There's good stuff going on. There's Baby Groot, who's like one of the cutest things I've ever seen in my life.
I really, really, really. I need for science to find a way
to make
a Baby Groot that I can have as a pet.
Always stays Baby Groot.
Yeah, he doesn't grow up. He always stays kind of like a puppy.
Yeah.
It doesn't grow up into a dog. It just stays as a puppy. That's what I want, Baby Groot. I want Baby Groot to just stay a cute little baby.
It was awesome.
I love Baby Groot so much. I might buy like a little stuffed Baby Groot if they have one. I might look for that at the store tomorrow.
Oh, that's weird. But...
Oh, that's what I'm going to do. When I take your car to get an oil change, I'm just going to take it to Walmart.
No, and take it to the place I told you to take it to.
Well, I don't know what place that is.
I'll tell you.
Okay. I was going to say, I could take it to Walmart, and then I could, like, shop for a Baby Groot.
Walmart uses shitty oil.
It's cheap, though.
It's cheap for a reason.
Beggars cannot be choosers.
We're driving, like, 1,000 miles each way, so we want the good oil.
We're definitely not.
It's like 900-something miles.
It's, like, 800. Well, I take that back. Between driving to Houston...
San Antonio, to San Marcos,
back to Nashville.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot.
Plus, this other place also rotates the tires as part of the oil change, so...
I mean, you can get that done at any time.
But they do it all at once.
Okay, fine. I'll take it there. Wherever it is.
Tire discounters.
Where's that?
I don't know. I'll tell you. go watch Guardians of the Galaxy, though. Chris Pratt says so.
Oh, yeah. Because Chris Pratt's amazing.
He's in the Entourage. I think we need to put him in.
He's in the older Entourage.
With Channing Tatum and like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Marky Mark.
And Marky Mark, yeah. God, I really want to hang out with Chris Pratt.
I know.
He seems like he'd be a cool drinking buddy.
He seems like he'd be really chill.
Yeah. Like, you just go to a bar and just, like, I wonder what his drink is. Like, I feel like he might be a good whiskey coat guy, or maybe, like, a scotch guy. Or maybe he's just a beer dude.
Him.
I don't know.
I could see him being a scotch guy.
Yeah.
Now, Zac Efron?
Oh, he's totally whiskey. He's like get sloppy frat guy drunk and go out and, like, hit on girls.
See, I don't know. I feel like he's more of, like, a rum or tequila guy for some reason.
I would say tequila. I cannot do tequila.
Well, we did tequila last week.
Well, okay, but that was, like, mixed with something, though.
It was mixed with limeade.
Yeah, it's different. I can't do, like, tequila shots. Yeah.
So last week, after we recorded the podcast, well, first of all, I don't know if we finished that whole bottle while we were recording. I think we finished it after.
We finished it, like, throughout the night.
Anyway, a normal bottle of the Wild Turkey American Honey Whiskey that we usually take, like, 2 to 3 weeks to finish.
Yeah.
We finished in, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Last week. And then proceeded to drink more. Tequila limeade mixed drink, which was the only way that I really liked tequila, followed by like beers and stuff on top of that. So it was a long night.
A long night. And speaking of that, we will be coming to a close tonight. go watch Guardians of the Galaxy. Have a good week. We'll be traveling on the road in Texas and then back. We'll be back probably not recording next Sunday because we won't get back till later in the evening.
Yeah, I'll probably record on Monday.
Yeah, we'll probably do Monday night, and I'll be balls tired. But that's when we'll record again.
Yeah, because work early.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Other than that, go watch that movie. Chill out about all the healthcare and all the bullshit going on in the world, and just chill out, have fun, and enjoy your life. Maybe instead of like bitching about everything that comes along. And it goes for everybody, us too. Like we gotta keep ourselves in check.
We need a drink one more time for the three wise men.
Oh, that's cool.
The letter Y.
It's clever. Naked man, the three wise men with the Y.
Well, that sounds so weird.
And that the hidden word for the day, if you make it to the end of this episode, if you make it to the end of this episode, please let us know by tweeting us the hidden word, which would be, I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Yeah. So it's not a word, it's a phrase today. So if you make it to the end of this episode, tweet us the phrase, I am Groot. And we'll put you in Twitter shouts next week. Other than that, have a good one and keep drinking, keep making mistakes, keep sinning, all that good stuff, right? Naked
but
man.
But responsibly.
Naked man!
Deuces.